You can make more progress faster in a shorter period of time by learning how to get along well with the other important people in your life than you could under any other circumstances or with any other skill. Charles Schwab, the founder of U.S. Steel, said, "I will pay more for the ability to get along with other people than for any other skill in America." Fully 85% of your success in life will depend upon the quality and quantity of your relationships. In every society and in every organization, the person who knows the greatest number of people and is known to them in a favorable way is almost always the person with the greatest power and influence. Dr. Abraham Maslow, in his famous Hierarchy of Needs, suggested that the need for affiliation, to be liked and accepted and get along with a work or social group, is absolutely indispensable to your mental health. Maslow demonstrated that this need to be effective with other people is a psychological drive or hunger that must be satisfied before we can feel free to pursue the satisfaction of higher needs, such as self-esteem and self-fulfillment. Most of us learn relationship skills as we grow up, and we take them largely for granted. These skills, however, are indispensable to your self-confidence and to everything you achieve in life. They satisfy your ego needs and your social needs, and they're closely linked with physical well-being and longevity. For example, according to the experts, people with weak social ties are 3 times more likely to die prematurely than people with strong social ties. Divorced men die from heart disease, cancer, and strokes at double the rate of married men. The rate of all types of cancer is as much as 5 times higher for divorced men and women compared to their married counterparts. Your ability to send and receive, to communicate and interact happily with the important people in your life, is a key determinant of your sense of self-efficacy and your feeling of self-confidence. People with the highest levels of self-confidence are those who feel themselves capable of dealing successfully with almost any human situation. People who tend to feel uncertain and insecure with new people and new interpersonal situations invariably have low levels of self-confidence. For you to feel terrific about yourself, you have to feel terrific about your relationships. You have to feel confident and capable and effective when you think of your friends, your family, your coworkers, and situations involving other people. Fortunately, this is another example of a cause and effect relationship, and you can learn the attitudes and the behaviors you need to be popular and well-liked wherever you go. The law of indirect effort explains relationships very well. It says that you get things with people much more rapidly through indirect means rather than through direct means. In fact, when you become a relationship expert, it will be because you are no longer thinking about yourself at all. It's when you are perfectly natural and you let your personality shine through without attempting to shade it or change it in any way that you perform at your best. You are more relaxed, more spontaneous, more humorous, and more enjoyable to be with. To start with, remember always that in human relationships, it's not what you do, but who you are that counts. You can never be more or less or different from the person you really are. Most people who have problems with others are trying to be something that they're not, or even worse, they're trying to be something that they think will please the other person. As Francis Bacon said, "This maketh a man who can in no way be true to his own ends." When you practice the law of concentration and dwell upon your values and goals, and upon the kind of person you want to be, these thoughts soak deep into your subconscious mind and cause you to act in a manner consistent with them. The law of correspondence says that your outer world is merely a reflection of your inner world. Your job is to continue to work on your inner world and let the outer world take care of itself. Whenever you have a problem or difficulty with another person, a good exercise is to turn within and ask yourself, "What is it in me that's causing this other person to behave this way?" For example, if you have a problem with your child or one of your employees or friends, always turn within and accept responsibility for triggering the other person's behavior, whatever it is. It may turn out that the way the other person is acting has nothing to do with you, but by holding yourself accountable instead of blaming or looking outside yourself for the reason, you take full control of your own mind and you keep yourself calm and focused. Your self-esteem, how much you really like yourself, will determine how much you like others and how well you get along with them. The more you like yourself, the more you like others, and the more they like you.